we actually take a turn here now and talk to this week's author from CVLA, the Chippewa Valley Local Authors. That's Julie Court. I've known her for a number of years. Her book is called Incredible Life Makeover, Step-by-Step Transformation to Wholeness. And as I said before the break, it promotes an interactive journey to healing featuring biblical strategies for success. Welcome, Julie.
Well, thank you, Mark.
All right. So this is your first venture into writing a book?
It is. It's my very first book.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell us a little bit about the backstory on Incredible Life Makeover.
Well, about 5 years ago, the Lord asked me to write a book telling his testimony of how he heals broken people and what that process looks like. He had taken me through a process of transformation from being a broken, angry person into wholeness after I got saved radically at 17 years of age. And I went through a process, all the processes, the seven phases that are in the book. And I had to change several of my attitudes and approaches to life. And those are the five freedom keys that are in the book. And I'm very thankful that the process of transformation works no matter what kind of transformation that you're going through at your particular time.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about for sure. No question about it. So congratulations on the book. But so when you say wholeness, I mean, aren't you still journeying toward wholeness? I mean, there's not like a rival, right?
No, we never achieve a status of perfection, but I'd like to believe that we become whole to the point where we are mature mm-hmm. and we can control our thoughts and our feelings and emotions where they're not continually sabotaging us and continually keeping us from being able to go out and make disciples.
All right, so a lot to talk about. Obviously, you have a faith, a strong faith. So talk about for people, this is our News Talk Sports Station, WOGO. Some of the authors we've had from CVLA have faith. Some, maybe that's not expressed as freely, but you talked about salvation at 17, so tell us that.
Well, I grew up, and the book begins with kind of like a brief snapshot of me, and it talks about how I started out really broken. And the first sentence, why can't I just be normal? Why can't I be happy like everybody else? And then another phrase in the first paragraph says, is this all I have to look forward to? It can't be. I'm barely surviving. And my salvation experience caused me to enter into a whole new phase of living. And I became one of those people that some of my family and friends began to, you know, speak of as a Jesus freak. And I like to think that I've never looked back from that. And as I've traveled to 10 different nations in the world, and as I've helped to teach and sponsor different medical clinics and women's workshops and taught Bible studies, the whole goal of my life is spreading the kingdom either to an individual, to a group, or traveling to a new region to do that.
So some of the pain was out of your youth. Your parents divorced?
Mm-hmm.
And so talk about that. How did that affect you?
Well, I really lost my identity, and I kind of took on the burden of that, like what had I done wrong, and it actually created a lot of anger and a total loss of feeling like I had anything to offer anyone.
And so how did that eventually, talk about the dark days of your upbringing and how that led to your salvation experience at 17?
One of the things I was really excited about was that I met a girl named Miriam. And Miriam, for 3 years, and I cover this in the book because it was one of the most sincere expressions of Christianity that I've ever experienced, reached out to an angry, lost person who really couldn't do her any good and began to introduce me to the love of Christ. And she did that through spending time with me, just talking to me at lunch, or answering really angry questions like, if God is so great, why does he let babies die? And so the anger and bitterness and resentment that I had, she loved me and would go home and talk and find the answers in her Bible and how to express them to me. And we would have these intense conversations. And then we'd also have times going to the roller skating rink and just having a blast, or spending an overnight at her house and being in a home where there was love and grace. lived out in the simple things of living on a farm, and it began to tear down the walls and barriers and drip through my, what I would consider to be my cement walls, until God's love began to leak in, and those walls began to crumble, and eventually one day I accepted Christ as my Savior.
And yet that's a salvation experience. And for those who know that, I mean, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the Bible says, behold, all things, if anyone's in Christ, they're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And yet, as you go through your own life journey, other experiences happen in terms of, I think you still needed to shed that brokenness and move towards wholeness, right? Maybe that's another way to define discipleship.
That's what I really like about the seven phases of transformation, is that we don't have to do anything or become anything to enter into a relationship with God. But we do have to learn how to take our soulish realm captive, and we do need to learn what this new kingdom, what the rules are. And I don't mean rules as far as like a religious type rules, but how does it work? Because it's kind of an upside down kingdom. The world tells us to get all we can, and God's kingdom, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And so you have to learn, how does this new kingdom operate, and what governs my life? And I talk about faith anchors in the book, because faith anchors keep you stable in the storm, and they don't look like the kind of anchors that the world wants to give us.
Author Julie Court from CVLA, the Chippewa Valley local authors. We've been featuring them here in the second half hour of our Wednesday shows during the summer of 2016. She's got a lot of content in this book, and we're going to take a short break. When we come back, though, I want to talk about phase two. We all could benefit. Everybody could go get a copy of this book and benefit from what she writes about there. It's on forgiveness. It's called A Clean Heart. We'll take you into that very helpful content when we come back. WDOG.
Are you ready for a change in janitorial services? Here at the radio station, we've relied on Schleppenbach Janitorial for 9 years now. Alex has a personal approach as a local owner, and he won't demand a long-term contract. We know our building is secure. They even triple-check the doors. Schleppenbach Janitorial tailors the cleaning solutions to your business needs. Call Alex today for a free estimate at 723-6601.
Do you like the vehicle you're driving in now? If you're looking for a used vehicle that includes two warranties, maintenance, and a Carfax vehicle history report, then check out the certified pre-owned vehicles at Marquardt Motors. Every certified pre-owned vehicle goes through a 172-point inspection by one of Marquardt's certified technicians. Each vehicle is backed by two zero-deductible warranties. This includes a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Not to mention free standard maintenance for 2 years or 24,000 miles. This covers your oil changes, tire rotations, and vehicle inspections. Don't settle for less. Check out Marquardt's wide selection of certified pre-owned Chevy, Buick, and GMCs online. You will find more than 20 photos and a detailed description of each vehicle at marquardtmotors.com, or stop by. We're located off Business 53 between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
FM 103.1 AM 680 and WDOGO.com. Mark Halverson and Chippewa Valley local author Julie Court, as we talk about her book, Incredible Life Makeover, Step-by-Step Transformation to Wholeness. There is a lot of material here, and we'll try to cover what we can in the next 17 minutes. But you made the comment to me that even during the break here, Julie, that, I mean, phase two of this, maybe I'll just talk about the seven phases real quick, and then we'll just talk. I want to get into phase two, because the clean heart about forgiveness. But you talk about the door to transformation, a clean heart, irresistible intimacy. Phase four, a new true identity, superior mindsets, power struggles, and a game plan. So you could almost have two books in one, even though it's not overly long. It could almost be two books if anybody said that to you. But forgiveness, walk us through this, because you talk about the struggle to forgive, the act of it, the prayer of it, and then freedom through forgiveness. Everybody listening right now, if they're honest, probably has someone that they're wrestling with forgiving.
That is very true. And I think that one of the most Like, I went to a Joyce Meyer conference, and she had everyone raise their hand who needed to forgive someone, and approximately 90% of the audience who had come in to learn had someone that they were harboring bitterness and resentment and needed to forgive, and they knew they needed to forgive them. And we don't sometimes impress upon people what a foundational principle this is in the Word of God, and that there, I believe that there's a supernatural power in forgiveness.
Absolutely. So can you walk us through how this has helped you and how you've benefited from it and how you might minister as a wounded healer to others then?
Well, I think it all started with the abuse that my stepfather, that I write about in the book, that it causes bitterness and resentment, that hurt when it's trapped on the inside. And in order to give it out, you have to give up your attachment to what they did to you. And so the first phase or step of forgiveness that I call it the first key is that forgiveness is an act of your will. And so the people who are discipling me said, you don't have to feel like it. You just have to obey the word that says you're supposed to forgive your enemy. And you can do that as an act of your will by saying the exact prayer that's in the book, because I believe that as you say, as an act of my will, I choose to forgive so-and-so, is really the first step to that bitterness and resentment can hold you captivity. That other person sometimes doesn't even know that it is wrecking every day of your life because you're thinking about it. And so as you, as an act of your will, choose to obey the word of God, the supernatural power of forgiveness can then come into your own life to bring you into freedom and to reposition you spiritually, emotionally, and mentally.
So actually, in your book, Incredible Life Makeover, Julie, you say this, and I don't know that I'd seen this before, on page 32, you say, the act of forgiving is like cutting the rope of a weight pulling us down. It's the sword that slays the tyrant of hatred. Forgiving protects against the plague of dysfunction. Forgiving is a weapon against the lies, wiles, and deceptions of the enemy of our soul. Forgiving is a welcome relief after years of oppression and misery. I mean, I could tell you, I mean, without being too specific, I mean, the latest, most recent battle I've had with forgiving someone, I was, you know, you get caught up in it. And if you know the facts, you know that, yes, this is going to only be corrosive to yours truly, right? It's only going to be filling you with resentment and bitterness. You've got to go from, you know, holding, I'm putting both my hands on my chest here. You've got to open up. You've got to put out the bridge. You've got to let go and say, and let God possibly, but just the idea that, okay, God, I feel like I was myself or loved ones were treated unfairly, but I've got to have the faith to let the drawbridge down, I guess.
Yes, that is very true. And there, I keep on going back to the phrase whenever I talk to people about forgiveness, is there is a supernatural power that releases you from the grip of what you experienced, and it helps to cut that trauma off of your life. And so the second phase that I talk about in the power of forgiveness is actually the second key is we can choose to speak words of life over ourselves and others. And you can choose after you forgive them as an act of your will, because that's something that you're extending to them. You can choose then to cut off the bitterness and resentment, and you can speak out loud to those unmet needs and unhealed hurts and unresolved issues that have seduced you into believing a lie and to continue to walk in unforgiveness. And so what you can do is then say, I release my bitterness. I release my bitterness towards so-and-so. I release my resentment towards them. I release my grudge towards them, and I give it to you, Lord, and I ask you to be my vindicator, but I release them in Jesus' name. And by releasing them, you actually release yourself from what is tethering you to that negative event or that hurt or that unmet need or an unresolved issue that is literally causing you to stay stuck.
Again, some great content from Julie Court in her book, Incredible Life Makeover, as she walks you through forgiveness. It's an act of your will. just like love, right? I mean, love is a decision. It's not a feeling. And so much in our society, we buy into the lie that it's a feeling. And I've said on the air many times, my dad in 1983, at the end of my freshman year in college, came to my mom and said, I don't love you anymore. I don't have any feeling for you. But then 4 years later, as my mom was getting remarrying, he said that was the biggest mistake of his life. But it took four years, you know. So, again, love is a decision, and forgiveness is a decision. It's an act of the will. They both are.
That is very true. And I like to, when I talk to people about forgiveness, unforgiveness brings us into captivity to that trauma and hurt. And as we choose as an act of our will to forgive, instead of being positioned underneath that trauma, we begin to elevate, because love and forgiveness elevates us. And as we release the bitterness and resentment, mm-hmm. it cuts off the tethers and the ties to it, so we can become like on an even plane with that person who hurt us again. But the most beautiful thing about the supernatural power of forgiveness is that step three is learning to bless your enemy. Mm. And this can be very difficult. Like, they hurt me. What do you mean, God? I have to bless them?
Yeah.
But in the Word of God, it says to bless those that despitefully, on purpose, use us. And the really cool thing is, as I learn to bless my enemy, which is the third step, it can actually elevate me spiritually back up to be seated with Christ in heavenly places. And this actually permanently frees us from that trauma. If we will learn to bless our enemy and ask the Lord, as we are seated with him in heavenly places, how do you see that person, God? What is your plan for their life? And you can become a source of releasing the kingdom, releasing the blessing over your enemy, and all of a sudden you are free. That trauma is not going to hold you back anymore. Your hope is going to be alive. Your relationship with the Lord is going to not be choked out by that past hurt, but you're going to be able to receive from him and be able to become who he wants you to be.
You got to do some inner traveling to get there, though, because I know some of the places, before I'm ready to bless somebody who has hurt me or my family, that I feel is unfairly and painful, and it may have had some residual effects that person may have no intention of causing in that person's life. That, you know, I'm kind of alongside David in the Psalms, and he's crying out, you know, raining fire down. And he's got some pretty rough language there talking about how to treat his enemies sometimes. But we got to process that through. God, you know, listen, it says in Hebrews 4, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything laid bare before the one to whom we give account. So God already knows how you feel. You got to be real with him about that. We'll talk more with Julie Cord about that from her book, Incredible Life Makeover, as she taught, we'll transition from forgiveness to intimacy, having an intimate relationship with God. I'm telling you, folks, that's what you were created for a higher existence than a head of lettuce or any kind of animal.
Already striking out on family activities this summer?
I'm bored.
There's nothing to do.
You're out! Knock your next family outing out of the park with Cherry Berry Frozen Yogurt.
Cherry Berry!
At Cherry Berry, create your cool and refreshing treat from 14 flavors and over 50 toppings. Swirl, smile, and stay a while. Cherry Berry Frozen Yogurt in the Gulf Road Plaza, just west of Highway 93, Eau Claire.
Do the Cherry Berry! Do the Cherry Berry!
Gene Chilson's back from Chilson Subaru with some great deals. Hello, Gene.
We have an incredible new offer from Subaru on the 2016 Subaru Legacy. Financing as low as 0%, 0% for up to 63 months with approved credit now through July 31st. This is the best finance offer on the Subaru Legacy, and receive special savings on all in-stock models.
Well, Gene, that sounds like the best financing ever. What else does Subaru offer?
Standard all-wheel drive keeps you prepared for every road, plus up to 36 miles per gallon. Yes, 36 miles per gallon based on EPA estimates. Camry and Accord don't have it.
Chilson and Subaru have it all. Want to get one for yourself? Gene, tell them how.
To get a great deal on a 2016 all-wheel drive Subaru Legacy, call, click, or visit Chilson Subaru on Highway 93 in Eau Claire, or visit us on the web at ChilsonSubaru.com. And let our family take care of your family.
Subject to insurance and vehicle availability.
How did Courtesy Auto and Truck Center become one of the largest dealers in the Chippewa Valley? By offering our exclusive low live market prices on every vehicle we sell. You'll know you're getting the area's absolute lowest prices with live market pricing. We monitor competitive websites to offer you the most aggressive prices. New, pre-owned, certified. You'll save with the area's best prices. Save time and money because the live market price is the low market price. At Courtesy Auto and Truck Center in Thorpe, you can count on Courtesy Auto.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
Marco, your authorized Canon HB Conic Minolta dealer, and needing a lawnmower, motorcycle, spark plug, or battery? See one of the Eau Claire or Lake Alley Auto Value stores. They've got what you need. All right, a few more minutes here with this week's featured Chippewa Valley local author from CVLA. Julie Court, she's author of Incredible Life Makeover, Step-by-Step Transformation to Wholeness, and we'll tell you where you can get a copy of the book. I imagine at the local store, the Volume 1 headquarters, right?
Yep, and okay. It's available online.
All right, very good. And check your website, newlifefortoday.com, newlifefortoday.com. Give us a final word on forgiveness, Julie.
Well, I just wanted to touch a little bit on what you said before the break. It is difficult when we don't feel like forgiving, but we can choose to do that as an act of our will. And we can choose to let go of things because we want to be free. And the third thing is the word says that we are to bless our enemy and those who despitefully use us on purpose. And what I have found is as the Lord led me into understanding that he's my vindicator and that there was a power in keeping myself free, a free vessel to be used in the kingdom, that it didn't matter if I felt like blessing them. I could choose in my spirit man to let it be the leader of what came out of my mouth. And the more I blessed my enemy, the more free I got. And the more my hurt feelings and things began to replace with joy and health. So I guess I just want to say that, yes, we do have to process it, but sometimes it's a decision that I'm going to obey and live and be who Jesus wants me to be.
All right. There's more in your book I want to talk about than we'll have time for, but chapter 3 or phase 3 is irresistible intimacy. This is an intimate relationship with God. This is what Jesus speaks of in John 17:3. Now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and the one you've sent, right?
Yes.
That you've got a secret place you go to and you pour out your heart to God, whether verbally or in a journal. Isn't that right?
Yes. I had a very difficult hurt that I was trying to process. And a man came up to me at a conference and he prayed these words over me. And I heard God's voice that day. And I want people to be able to hear that God could be saying this to you, that he's not harsh and he's not far away. But this man prayed over me and said, "The Lord wants to very slowly and gently hold you in his arms and rock you every day until you feel completely secure. He wants you to know he has all the time in the world for you. He will be quiet when you need to be quiet and sing to you when you need to feel and share joy with together." And that was so beautiful that I began to cry, because at that time my heart was broken. And then he continued and he said, "There is nothing frantic, pressured, or unpredictable here. He wants you to experience what it is like to live in a home where you can be embraced by his safe and non-demanding love." And that's what intimacy sounds like. He's not in a hurry, and his arms are relentless in wanting to make you feel loved and like a son or daughter of the Most High.
Boy, there's a lot here, the folk. There's a lot in this book. We have just touched on a couple of the phases in the seven phases of transformation, part one of Julie Court's book, Incredible Life Makeover, Step-by-Step Transformation to Wholeness. Living in Freedom is the second part. You've got five different battle cries. And talk to us about the freedoms, I guess.
Well, the five freedom keys are different types of attitudes that you need to begin to view the world through. And those are all based on Scripture. And so each of the freedom keys One of them is on how do you cope with stress? Because there's worldly ways of coping with stress, and there's ways of coping with stress that actually lead you into bondage, and then there's ways of coping into stress that lead you into freedom. Another powerful freedom key is communicate and connect. And many of us don't have good communication skills. We don't have good listening skills. We don't have good connection skills. And therefore, that stops the Lord's being able to transform our lives. And so I guess what I want people to understand is we have to control our mindsets, but we also need to develop some skills. And the book gives people the chance to do that.
All right. Also, it says on the front cover of Incredible Life Makeover, an interactive journey to healing featuring biblical strategies for success. So what is that?
Well, the book is written in a way that it presents the biblical strategies, in that it's interactive because there are questions and prayers and stories from people's lives that feed into your life, but it's an interactive thing that you do as a process over time. It's not just a book to read.
Terrific. Julie Court, congratulations on the book, Incredible Life Makeover, Step-by-Step Transformation to Wholeness, part of Chippewa Valley Local Authors, the spotlight that we provide on Wednesdays in the second half hour here on Homepage. Learn more about them on Facebook, CVLA, Chippewa Valley Local Authors. Julie, thank you so much. Check her website, newlifefortoday.com. We're out of time. Check the podcast, wogo.com.